Legendary jazz drummer Lewis Nash is now a member of ASU's School of Music as a professor of practice. The Nash Jazz Center in downtown Phoenix was named for him, as his formative years were spent in the Valley. He's performed with some of the best-known names in jazz, like Dizzy Gillespie, Oscar Peterson, plus Branford and Wynton Marsalis. And on Sunday night at his namesake facility, he'll be performing with 91-year-old pianist and composer Randy Weston. And Lewis Nash is with me to talk about drumming and jazz and teaching. Lewis, what's your motivation for joining ASU's faculty as a professor of practice?
First and foremost, I enjoy sharing my experiences and my knowledge with young people. And I recall very clearly those who did the same thing with me. So I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but for me, I'm uplifted when I see people who are interested in doing what I do or what we do in this realm of music.
How much of it for you when you were growing up and getting help from people was natural that you had a knack for this? And how much of it was you kind of liked it, people encouraged you, and you worked hard at it?
It's a healthy combination of both. But I think when there's a natural inclination toward something, that you should follow your intuition and your instincts. You know, people are always saying to folks who want to pursue the arts or music, it's competitive and maybe you ought to have something to fall back on. And that just squashes all of that adrenaline and drive and determination. Well, maybe not all of it, but it kind of tempers it, I guess would be a better way of saying it. And we like to let people know that if there's something that moves you, inspires you, it's like a calling, and you feel that way strongly, then you should, you know, follow that path. And if it turns out that's not the case, so what? You know, the journey is worth it.
So how tough a teacher are you? When you see someone who's maybe throwing away potential, does it drive you crazy?
I think I'm tough in a different kind of way. Well, there's a toughness where maybe there's an outer kind of gruffness or hardness or whatever. I'm not really that type of teacher, but I'm a stickler for details. Attention to detail and awareness. I think in that sense, it can be just as hard as someone who's a taskmaster. Because to get someone to focus in a way where there's the kind of acute attention to detail that I'm talking about, it takes a while, you know, because attention spans in this generations now are scattered among so many different things. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a challenge to focus that attention on one objective.
Now, maybe not the hardcore jazz fan, but the general person who hears about jazz and thinks about drumming may think, oh, it's interesting he's talking about attention to detail, because isn't jazz drumming more about improvisation and whatnot? Is that a misperception?
I would say so, because to be an improviser at the highest level, to be a musician at the highest level, first of all, but then in addition to that, to be an improvising musician at the highest level requires the most acute attention to detail. You're creating something which should have the effect of being something that has taken a lot of time and effort to shape and create. For example, if someone's a composer and they take time to put this thing together in a way that it shows that the work put into it and the attention to detail, we're putting that into the present moment. Mm-hmm. So that really requires a kind of focus to do that in the present moment.
Could you describe, I don't know, what like an aha moment feels like for you, whether it's on stage or in studio?
First of all, when you're asked to be a part of something with giants, for example, I can recall the time when I was asked to record with Oscar Peterson, Clark Terry, Benny Carter, and Ray Brown. These are all icons. And so the aha being, okay, you know, maybe I might have said to myself, okay, this means that whatever I've been doing to prepare myself for this moment is working. So in that moment, of course, I'm like the rookie in a sense. And so I feel the butterflies and the kind of nervous excitement about being there. But at the same time, I'm looking at these veterans and how calm they are and how they pace themselves. And I'm making note of all that at the same time.
What makes a great drummer?
I talk about something that I've called with my students and in other interviews with drum magazines, etc. I call it the MVP mindset. MVP meaning most valuable player. The most valuable player on a team doesn't necessarily have to be the one that scores the most points, is the most physically imposing, is the one who talks the loudest and talks the most stuff on the court or the field or whatever. Right. But it's that member of the team, or in our case, member of the musical group, who, when they are on the stage with everyone else seems to be able to kind of breathe and relax and know that we have this person on stage with us, so everything's going to be okay. If things go awry a little bit here, they know how to help us get it back on track. And that's the kind of mindset that I think a great drummer in particular can have, because from our chair at the drum set, we can control a lot of the dynamics, the direction, the rhythmic direction, and all these kinds of things. So when you're thinking with this mindset of how can I make everyone else on stage sound better and feel good, that's the kind of mindset that I'm talking about. And I think a great drummer, any great musician, would have that mindset.
Where do you think the merging point, that synergy, can be between the traditional and the modern? I mean, all sorts of fields are trying to fit those together somehow.
Right. I think that's an ongoing challenge, and it's something that we talk about in the education circles here at ASU. Just in the last few days, we've been talking about that extensively. We were talking about Thelonious Monk, and this year is the centennial. He would be 100 years old this year. And we're talking about how Monk was someone who realized that the traditional and the modern were fused, synthesized. There's no separation.
Jazz drummer and ASU professor of practice Lewis Nash. He'll be performing Sunday night at the Nash in Phoenix, along with composer and pianist Randy Weston.